Yeah, I think so, Oisin. Yeah, I mean, only time will tell, but it'll be a very difficult test down there. They've won the Junior Cup last year and are probably the top junior side in the country over the last 20 years. However, it is a break from the league, and, you know, it's a different type of pressure, but it'll be tight down there, and we need to be right to try and get out of it. If we're not, it could be a long afternoon down there on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm sure you've watched Fairview on their previous game, of course, where they played Athenry. What can you see Fairview bringing to the table on Saturday, Ollie?
A hell of a lot, Oisin. There's a lot of experience. There's a lot of lads that played with Limerick, and a lot of lads that Limerick wanted to sign but wouldn't go. They're the top junior side in the country. Yeah, they're the junior team, if you like, but look, we've been there. I've been there on the other side of the changing room, in particular with the likes of Fannett and non-league sides, and we know how difficult it's going to be. They're quite experienced, with a lot of League of Ireland experience behind them. They haven't been beaten in that pitch for a long number of years in the Fair Green, so we know it'll be very difficult. However, we need to be right and to be at the best of our ability to try and get through this.
Yeah. Is it an opportunity then, Ollie, for you maybe to give a start to players that haven't got a chance to line out from the opening whistle for you, or is it a game that you have to go right? I have to continue here with the strongest 11 that I have available?
To be fair to most of them that are still there, they've all played parts and big parts of that. So that type of way, maybe not to try and keep people happy. No, we need to try and get to the next round of the cup, be it an extra time penalties or a last minute winner, and that's how tight it could be. And we need to put a team out that's good enough to try and progress in the cup. But yeah, there will be a number of changes. We've a number of suspensions, Oisin, with Tunde and Ethan Boyle both out, with a number of injuries anyway. So regardless of giving people game time, we'd have to have made changes anyway. So yeah, there'll be a number of changes on Saturday compared to the team that played at Dundalk last Saturday afternoon, Oisin.
Yeah. I know after the game against Dundalk last week, it was a very, very good second half performance, and you said that was a big positive to take away from Oriel Park. Is that enough to put positivity around the camp afterwards, Ollie, leading into a cup encounter?
Well, I suppose it has to be, Oisin, because we're having a huge amount of positivity in recent weeks to clutch onto, and we'll take anything in that manner. But look, the second half in Dundalk was very good. Had we played like that the previous week, we probably would have won if we played like that for the 90 minutes. But the downside of it, in the first half, we were very poor and we could have been out of sight as regards Dundalk could have had the game won at half-time. But we've got to take the positives of the second half. If we can play like that away from home in Dundalk, you know, we should have the confidence to play like that anywhere. But we need to play somewhere like that in Limerick on Saturday to get out of there.
Yeah. And since we last spoke, Ollie, Waterford have closed the gap. There's just a point in it there now in the Premier Division. It was something that you highlighted number of weeks out that could happen. Now it has happened. Has the pressure and the ante just been upped even more?
Well, possibly, you know, from your point of view, from looking at it from the outside, I said it from day one, what we were going into, we're in a very similar position in the league, probably better than we were in other years, except we've come about it in a different order. Usually we started poorly and picked up. Here we started very strongly and have dropped. However, you're still in the position, maybe better off than we were a number of years ago. But I did indicate what Waterford have taken in with huge, massive experience from England. Eddie Nolan himself has been capped three times with Ireland in the international senior setup, and has played 500 games around England, in particular with Crewe. That doesn't come just, you know, of course, with that experience they were going to improve. And it wasn't me being, you know, the killjoy. We knew what they had and we knew what points they'd take up. But we've got to collect points ourselves and accumulate points to try and stay away from them, or try and catch someone above us, and try and stay away from Longford, we certainly haven't gone away either.
Yeah. If you look at the league situation, Ollie, your last league game was against Dundalk last Saturday, the 14th. Your next one is going to be against Bohemians, which will not take place in the original date of Friday, the 30th, because Bohs are in Europe. It could be knocked out to the Monday or even further down the road. Is that a significant gap that you would be happy with, or would you have liked to see the league games a lot tighter?
It's hard to know. Only time will tell in that, Oisin. We'd like to play a game, obviously, against Bohs, whatever time, at a weekend. The three games a week, which, if the Bohemians game doesn't go ahead, will then go to a midweek game. With what we have, we would love to avoid that. But when you're not going all that well, and we're not collecting points as we need to stay in the division, it might be a bad thing, but, I mean, that's out of our hands. What you referred to there, it depends how Bohemians get on against Luxembourg, both tonight and next Thursday. And they then have the choice when and where they play us. So, you know, certainly it's a huge advantage to them as to whether the game goes ahead and when it goes ahead. So there's no point in us whinging about it. We have no choice in when it happens, and we wait to see what happens then, first of all.
Yeah. Have you been happy with how the new signings have settled in, Musto and Hawkins, Ollie?
Yeah, they've done well. Jordan has taken a while to get, he's come in not having played basically since April. He needs to improve in his fitness, and we think he has. Dan has come in, probably the age profile he is. He's at the ground running, but he needs to continue to, and, we're happy with that, but we need everyone to step up a level to try and get points to stay in this division, Oisin, as was our goal way back, although maybe other people didn't want to hear that. It is as it is, and we need to kick on and try and improve. Yeah.
Just one more question on the signing front. Is there any more to come in the next couple of weeks, Ollie? I'm sure you're keeping a close eye to see if there's anybody available.
Yeah, there is. Have we anyone lined up and ready to go? No, but we're looking at taking in possibly one more. However, trying to get that one more has proven a bit of difficulty. It's a difficult window to get people in. It's probably easier in the winter window because a lot of teams who play winter football have made up their mind who they're keeping and who they're letting out. Here, it's very much pre-season with the winter teams, and they don't tend to gamble or let people out as easy in this window.
Okay, just finally then, Ollie, I know it's against junior opposition. You've indicated it could be a tricky tie, but a win would be huge this weekend. It might be just the shot in the arm that you need going forward.
Yeah, but that would take a very, very good performance, Oisin. But if we got that, we could look on from it. The downside of it is they are the best junior team in the country and have been for the last 20 years, put it that way, Tia, and are very experienced. But if we play well and stumble over the line, we'll take that with open arms.